Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to be talking about some software called Rumble. This is cloud-based software, so we don't have to install anything on our systems. There's no server that's local. But what this does is it allows you to do what's called network discovery on your network. And basically what you end up doing is installing an agent. In this case, I installed it on my laptop, and that scans the network for you, and it discovers all the devices you have in your network. Now, this is very similar to Nmap. I consider this to be kind of like a fancy version of Nmap. So it's going to look at services on a system. It's going to look at all the devices on the network. So the goal for this project for me was to try to fix our inventory, because currently our inventory is kind of all over the place. And I want to make sure that we have accurate inventory for our devices. And part of this came out from the firewall project I was doing and making sure we have the right licenses and looking at some other things. And also the NetBox project that I was working on. NetBox is a way for people to document what they have on the network. And it helps you represent exactly what you have and how things are connected and who owns what. But the problem I have with NetBox is that it's a bit tricky to use. If you don't fully understand how to deploy that and how to manage things the way that NetBox wants you to manage them, it just becomes too difficult to use. And so what I'm thinking of doing is keeping our inventory in either a spreadsheet, which probably won't be the case, but you can do that if you're small enough. But we also have in our ticket system an inventory piece to that. So we can tie tickets to devices. So then I can go to a device, whether it's my laptop, a server, and I can see what kinds of issues we've had with that particular device. I don't have to go call somebody else. I don't have to track somebody down. I can go to the device and I can see what was the last ticket we put in for this device. What was the last thing that was done with this particular device?
So what we have right now, not only are you able to document it in there, but it tells you what are the devices are affected by you making that. Is NetBox the same way?
No. So NetBox may tell you that. The inventory system we have within our ticket system doesn't have that.
I thought we had a way of doing that.
No, we don't have that.
Oh, okay.
So the inventory system we have within JITBIT, which is our ticket system, is very basic. But it's much better to have basic than nothing at all. And it's much better to have something simple than nothing at all. And if you go for overly complicated, well, then it's overly complicated. And you're going to spend all this time and effort trying to figure out how to work with overly complicated. So what I'm looking for is accurate inventory of the devices we have, and finding a way that we can manage that in the simplest format, or an easy way of keeping track of all of that, an easy way of managing all of that. Because another one of the goals we have is we're looking at the security piece, and we're also looking at the management piece. So because these are our devices, this is our network, we want to manage all of that. And then on the security side, you want to make sure that you have the right kinds of configurations on all your devices, and you have, when you go to patch them, you're patching all the devices, not just some of them. And you're not going to know that you've patched all of them unless you know you have them, which is where your inventory comes into play. So there's a lot of moving parts to this, but when you're starting a new project like this, because somebody actually recommended this particular piece of software to me, is Rumble. And I wasn't sure what to make of it. I wasn't sure if we were going to use it, because when you start a project like this, so in my mind, I have all these other ideas about inventory and all of that. But if we want to look at the goals for evaluating Rumble, they're basic. I need to learn more about the application and what it does. I want to find out how much this thing costs, because if it costs money, we may not be able to afford that. And then will it work for us, right? So if we look at something like NetBox, it's free, it's open source, there's lots of things it does. It would work well for us, assuming we can make that complex software function the way it's supposed to.
So when you're looking at getting a software for this purpose, Are you keeping the critical security control, you know, they just having your inventory in mind for the needs or no?
No. What I'm thinking about are the things I was talking about. Some of the security stuff's in there, but when you go to evaluate this, all I'm thinking about is how does this software function? What does it actually do? I want to keep it super basic because if I overcomplicate things, I'm never going to learn anything from this.
Right. But I guess what I'm trying to do is when you're trying to plan your project and you sat down and you say, okay, I need to have a better software to track our inventory. What are the bits that are on your list in order to...
Simple.
Just simple.
What devices do we have on the network? That's the question you need to be asking yourself. What devices do I have on the network? And everybody's network has way more devices than people think. That's always the case. I don't care who you think you are.
That is the reason why you wanted to have something that shows you all of the network?
I want to see the devices we have on the network. It's only about the devices on the network. What's actually there? Because far too often what happens is people sit there and say, what did I install last week? What did I install the week before that? What about the week after, you know, before that one? And so they're trying to go back in time based on memory, what they put on the network.
And if you didn't document it back then, you may have forgotten you installed some sort of device and you don't realize that. I get it. Okay. Thank you.
These are things that are really, really, really important. And like you said, people forget. If you didn't document it, you're going to forget. So again, Rumble is like a fancy version of Nmap. So rather than you trying to remember what you have on the network, Rumble is going to scan the network looking for devices. When it finds a device, it adds it to the list. So you have actual accurate inventory of the devices you have that are plugged into the network. And what's interesting about this is that you're going to find a lot of devices that you didn't remember putting on the network. So it's a way of gathering information that's way better than trying to remember what you have on the network.
So is this going to cover the network here at home and our other networking?
Hold on. Let me go through some of the things that I've been working on here. So when we talk about we've already talked about the goals, right? So there's some basic things I need to know about this particular piece of software. And again, it's cloud-based. You go to a website, you punch in the correct information, and you can start doing scans. But let's look at the task list for this. You know, it's a very basic project. It's not very organized because I'm just starting out here and I want to see what the software does. So for task list, I have learn more about the device, cost. Those two things are simple. You can go to the website and learn more about that. Will it work for us? That's a bit more complicated to answer. And then we have testing. So in the testing phase, I'm actually using the software, scanning the network, looking at how it works so I can answer that other question of will it work for us? If it's overly complicated, maybe we can't use it. So as I'm going through this, I'm thinking about these things. Again, this is more of a fancy version of Nmap. So I have an idea of what this thing's going to do, but I haven't actually seen it yet. So until I go in there and I click on the button to make it scan stuff, at this point of the project, I'm not entirely sure. How much will this cost us? There's a free version. And I think the free version has up to, they do it by number of devices. So I think you can have a little over 200 devices, live devices that you can have on your network in the listing that you can sort of scan for free. And then there's a paid version that gives you lots more options, more devices, more features, fancier things that it's going to do. But the free version seems like it's going to work for us.
And again, you know, we're trying to look at whenever we try to get any kind of new piece of software that may eventually end up costing money. You know, when you look at what can the basics do for us versus purchasing something with a lot of features and then realizing that you're not going to be able to use all of those features or that you don't have to use all of those features, you're keeping that in mind, correct?
Yeah. So let's go through the testing phase here. So we want to install an agent, and all of these scanning tools have an agent of some kind. You know, Nmap is an actual piece of software that you install on a device and you do your scans. So there has to be a piece of software on your network that's going to do the scan because the thing in the cloud can't just automatically see what's inside your network. So I installed an agent on my laptop, and that's how I was able to scan the network. But you control the agent from the cloud. So you go to the cloud software, the website, and you tell it to scan. It sees the agent and starts the process. Now, you have to tell it what subnets you have. And so in order for us to scan the entire network, the laptop that has to be able to see all the subnets. Now, in this case, it can see all the subnets we have in this one location. Our lab environment is different because our lab environment's in a different location. So let's say location A is where we are. We can scan that. It's a home network. We have lots of devices on the network. And so when I did the scan, I had to know what subnets am I going to be scanning. So there's the Wi-Fi subnet. There's the wired subnet. So those two have to be scanned.
And does it scan one subnet at a time, or can you do all of them at the same time?
You can do multiples, but there's a limitation on how many things you can scan at once. So it, you know, the system will complain if you have too many devices you're trying to scan at one time. So you have to do them in batches. Overall, it wasn't too complicated to figure that out. I had to go do some back and forth because of, you know, entering in the wrong information or trying to figure out where things are located. Now, on the results side, this thing is awesome because it shows you a listing of all the devices you have on the subnets, gives the IP addresses and everything else, kind of tells you some information about the device. You get more when you actually click on the device itself that's in the listing. So there's all this information you have access to, and it's automatically saved in the cloud. So if you're looking at the difference between this and Nmap right away, this gives you something that Nmap does not give you. While Nmap gives you a listing of devices and tells you some things about them, it's not really saved in a format that's useful. Because when you save it, you're going to save it and you have to import that information into like a spreadsheet. Well, that's okay, but now you have to figure out what you're going to do with the spreadsheet. And there's some things about that just, for me, it's okay. I have done that before, but it's not the best thing. With Rumble, the nice thing about this is that it's in a format that you can use because now you can do stuff on the website to query what you have in your listing and ask those questions of...
Does it show like a network diagram or just a listing of devices with the IP addresses?
So in this case, it's only going to show you a listing.
Okay.
There's other fancy things you get if you get the paid version. Not entirely sure what all those things are, but in this case, it's just a listing. But you can search the listing for different things. You can ask it questions. Now, some of those questions I would like to ask it may not be features we have access to because we're on the free side. So there's some limitations there. But in this case, it found things like the Chromecast. We still have one plugged in and turned on, connected to the network. Our soundbar for the TV, that's also connected to the network. It's on the Wi-Fi. And then we have our LG Smart TV. That's also part of the network. It's Wi-Fi connected. These are things that even though when I see them and I go, oh, yeah, of course that's on the network, it's not in my inventory.
They're not documented. You're right.
So that's why I think it's really, really, really important for people to do network discovery with a tool, whether that's Nmap, Rumble, something else. When I worked for the MSP, we had a different piece of software that would do that. And that one actually did sort of kind of build a map of the network. It wasn't perfect, but at least it told you some things about the devices on your network by doing that network scan. And then it showed you a map that kind of gave you an idea of how are these different things connected. So that was pretty useful. But that did what we call a authenticated scan, meaning it would log into devices. So you could have it log into like a Cisco switch. You could have it log into a firewall, and it would then be able to pick out some things about these different devices that an outside scan, an unauthenticated scan, just can't get. So I think if you get the paid version of Rumble, you might be able to do authenticated scans. I'm not entirely sure if that's correct because I haven't seen the paid version and I haven't asked them questions about how the paid version actually works. So that's something else I may want to take a look at. But the fact that it's finding these devices, putting them in a listing, we can query that listing, we can search it for different things. That's awesome. So if we go to lessons learned, overall, I think that this particular piece of software is awesome. And just having the free version is awesome. And, you know, because it's found devices that I forgot to put on our inventory. And then it organizes that data into something useful, right? Again, I can query that data, I can search it for information, and it's already saved. It's in the cloud.
Is there any guidance of what kind of things you can query for?
I haven't looked into that yet, so I'm in the beginning stages.
Okay.
So overall, I think that this is, you know, if I had to pick between Nmap and Rumble, I would go with Rumble. And the fact that you get 200 and some devices for free, that's awesome, because there are a lot of smaller organizations that may not have 200 and some devices. They have less than that. So you could even just use the free one. Now, if I were doing this for a business, I may want to get the paid version and use some of the other fancier features. Overall, it's not that expensive. I think on the low end, it was something like 800 for the year or something along those lines, maybe close to $1,000 for the year. That's not too bad if you get extra features that are going to help you, you know, manage your inventory of devices. That's kind of awesome. Because some other tools out there, in fact, I think the one that we had for the MSP, it did more, but it also cost a lot more. So
what's the difference in the cost that people can
get? I don't know. I don't remember what the cost was for the other one. And that's not really that important. Mm-hmm. Because what we want to look at here is, you know, how does this particular piece of software work for us? It's going to help us understand what we have on the network. And over time, as things begin to change, it's going to pick those things up, because we're going to do scans every so often to see what on the network has changed, right? And the other thing that we want to think about too is phones, Apple Watches, things like that. Those are also on the network. And again, it goes back to, if it's on your network, it's something you need to be managing. And if it's on your network, you're responsible for the security of those devices.
Because any of it is a vulnerability to the network if you don't manage it and patch it and do what you need to do.
Exactly. So you need to be aware of that. It's not that the devices on the network, I don't need to worry about it because we put it there, it's fine, whatever, go away. No, you need to manage that. And I've had to tell people who were kind of new to IT, relatively new, and I had to explain to these people that, hey, if it's on our network, we're the ones that are responsible for that device. We're the ones that have to manage that. We're the ones that have to make sure the security of that device has been vetted, that it's managed, it's patched. All that kind of stuff has to be done by us because it's on our network. So I think that Rumble is going to be another piece to the puzzle. But where things get interesting is that I now have to create another project, a brand new one, to figure out how to properly manage Rumble and integrate that into some kind of a process, right? Because ultimately what I want to do is get the inventory listing in Jitbit so that when I create a ticket, I can tie that to a specific device. And I have history there, right? So that if you create a ticket for a device in there that has an issue and you go to fix that, I can then go to that device and see, hey, what was the last thing somebody did to this? Oh, I see that you patched the system last week. Great. Maybe the system's not working because a patch didn't work properly and now I'm having issues with this thing. Maybe it's my own laptop that's not functioning properly and you did something to it. That's perfectly fine, but have a record of that. So now I can go back to you and I can say, what did you do to my laptop? Give me some more information. I got some notes here, but now give me some more information. So we can both work on that. And we know that was the last time something was done to it. So that's probably where the issue is, right? Without that kind of information, troubleshooting can get really difficult. So having that accurate inventory list reminds us that, hey, we have a lot more devices on the network that we need to manage than we thought. And it gives us this ability to track all of that and manage them properly. But there's this process piece that I have to think about, because that's where things like NetBox, well, it's cool. I started it. I did some things with it. But it actually does not have the ability to scan the network. I don't think that's network discovery, I don't think is part of NetBox. I'll have to go back and double check and verify that. But when you go in there to add your devices, it's more of a management tool in the sense of you already have a list of devices. Let's plug them into NetBox effectively. You know, we're going to create a device. We're going to say it's a firewall. I have two of those. so I can match them up. And then when I go to add a device out of those, the sort of device types I think they have in NetBox, that's how that kind of thing works. But it's not like Rumble in the sense that it's going to do network discovery and find the devices for you. It doesn't do that. So even if I'm going to use something like NetBox, I still need something along the lines of Rumble to show me what devices we have on the network. So even if we were going to go to NetBox and use that as where we have our documentation, I still need a way to discover devices.
You couldn't use Rumble as both documentation and, you know, scanning the devices?
You can to some degree. There's no way for you, I think, to add, I didn't see any way to add notes to a specific device.
I see. Okay.
So when you're looking at devices inside of Jitbit in the inventory side of things, you can add notes, you can add files, you can add tickets. So when I create a new ticket, I can say, okay, I'm working on this particular device, which is, let's say, a Fortinet firewall, a Fortinet switch, a Raspberry Pi, a VM, right? But you can't do that inside of Rumble. So again, Rumble is just there to do network discovery. You can assign devices to a particular user. So I can say your laptop belongs to you, but I don't think you can do much beyond that. I don't think you can attach more documentation to it. Maybe in the paid version you can do that, or maybe that's hiding someplace I haven't been yet. So we'll have to take a look at that. But overall, I really like Rumble and the way that it works and how simple it is. Because in a short amount of time, I was able to get it to do a scan and discover devices on the network. The challenging part for us when we do our scans is that we have multiple subnets. And Rumble doesn't auto-detect subnets, not in the free version. So what that means is I have to have a list of all our subnets, and then I have to be careful about where I place the agent, because the system I put it on has to have access to all of the subnets.
Otherwise, they won't see it. Got it.
Exactly. So when I did my initial scan for our current location, it found everything because I put the two subnets in, got it all. When I tried to scan the lab environment where we have our VMware server, a bunch of other stuff, it missed a couple of subnets. Now, I took the time to go look at our network diagram, pull up all the subnets. I went in and looked at our Fortinet firewalls and our Wi-Fi and all of that to make sure that I had all of our subnets listed so that I can punch those into Rumble and do the scan. And of course, the first few times I did it, I missed a few subnets. So when I did it, you know, after looking at all the necessary documentation and the devices and all of that, all the correct subnets are in there, but they don't all show up because I'm in location A, scanning across the VPN in location B, and I don't have access to all the subnets. So some of the subnets don't show up.
But why don't you have access to all the subnets? I mean,
because from our current location, we don't have routes to those other subnets. So I can't reach them.
Oh.
So if you don't have all those things set up properly, it's not going to make it. And that's okay, because maybe I don't want to have access from location A all the way over to location B on that other subnet. Maybe there's a reason we have it configured that way. And so I may have to set up another agent inside of our lab. And I was going to do this on our VMware server, is a VM. And that way we have an agent in the lab that has access to all the subnets in that location. And then when I do the scan using that agent, it will work just fine.
I guess I just thought if you go through the VPN, this thing can go and do the search through the VPN.
Access to all subnets is not guaranteed unless you configure it that way. So there's a bit of a routing situation here where you have to configure that. So there are some things, because our network is so complicated, we have multiple subnets, we have routing issues, we have a VPN connection, multiple locations. We have to think about these kind of things. But if we summarize here and we look at what Rumble does and how that's going to help us, you know, it does network discovery, finds the devices on the network, tells you some things about the device, IP address, MAC address, some of the services that might be on there. Oh, and one cool thing that it will do is that if the system has a login page of some kind, most likely a web interface of some kind, it will give you a screenshot of that web interface. So, for example, we have an ASUS Wi-Fi router. It found the device, listed the services, and also took a screenshot of the login page. So if you're wondering, hey, what is this device? The information in here doesn't make any sense to me. You can potentially look at a login page and see, oh, well, that's my ASUS Wi-Fi router. I recognize the login page. So it's giving you lots of good information about these devices, and it does it in a relatively simple format in terms of how you actually interact with the thing. You give it the subnet, you tell it to scan, and you're done.
So I have a question. What if we redo our subnets like we had to do and revamp the network that one time? What would Rumble do? Would it still hang on to the old subnets, or like when you put in the new subnet, it would be able to just go ahead and scan it and be okay with it, not saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not what we had before? Just have a memory of it, I guess that's what I'm
saying. So Rumble will keep things for a certain number of days.
Okay.
And then after that, it will delete them. And what it's looking at is devices that it can't see in the scan. Like if you scan once, sees the device, it's listed as active. You scan again, it's going to be in the inventory, but it's not going to be listed as an active device because maybe the device is turned off, like the TV. And if it scans enough times, or the number of days between scans has reached its max for sort of like non-active devices, things that are not live, not on the network when you scanned it, let's say it's 90 days. After 90 days, you do a scan, it's going to remove the device from inventory because it's going to assume the device is no longer in use. Now, if you have the paid version, you can change those numbers. So maybe I want to have certain devices off the network for, let's say, 100 days. And then you say the device is dead, delete it. We don't have that option, which is perfectly fine by me, because one of the things that we can do is we can export the data, have that in a spreadsheet. So then, after the 90 days, we can go back to the spreadsheet and we can say, hey, that device was there. It's no longer on our Rumble because we've reached the 90 days or whatever the case may be, and it's automatically removed the device, but it may be a device that we only use once every 3 or 4 months, right? So
I can see now why you want NetBox and Rumble.
Well, I want maybe not NetBox, but I want the inventory in JITBIT.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is some sort of inventory, separate from Rumble, because if this is how it's going to do and it's going to remove some of the devices, later on after so many days. So you're right, it's not something you can depend on for like inventory.
Well, you can, but there are issues and things you have to think about.
Yeah.
And I would prefer to have the actual inventory piece inside of something like JITBIT because I can add documents to it, I can add tickets to it, I can put notes in there about what I've done with that particular device, like updates, patches, maybe I'm getting ready to remove the device or I'm adding a new license to it, things like that. So like when I did the licensing for our firewalls, I can now go to our firewalls in JITBIT and I can put in the notes that we actually purchased new licensing. So information like that, I don't think you can add that to Rumble. I'll have to.
Right. Or when you switch from one firewall to the other, when we let go of the Meraki and we did this, then you have a record of, wait a minute, this is when we did the transition. So I understand that. I was just trying to understand both things.
So again, there's going to be a transition period when I try to figure out how to get Rumble mixed into a process that we have for inventory. Because our inventory process right now kind of sucks. And we can't do a lot of things without proper inventory. So that's where I'm at right now. I've got to create a whole new project for making sure that I do all the necessary things to make this work properly. And then we'll see how it goes. But that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, those will be on our website. I will have links to Rumble and some other things in here for stuff we've talked about. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.